Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to students, listen to parents.
Oh, seniors, this is our year to slack off.
Okay.
Bueller.
Empower us.
The best anti-poverty program around is a world-class education.
Many schools reopening their doors these days after the long, hot days of the summer, and many of them are facing deep budget cuts, perhaps even deeper than seen in years past. Pressure at our public schools, how it's affecting teachers, students, and administrators. And we want to hear about what's going on in your school district. What's getting cut?
This is Joseph Ferreira calling from Wrentham, Massachusetts. My high school, King Philip Regional High School, cut two history positions at the end of last year. And because of the fact that our department is not a high-stakes testing department like English, math, or science. Therefore, my class sizes have gone from the reasonable mid-20s to the far more unreasonable mid-30s.
Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE with the story of your school district. And today we want to talk about one school district, and in fact two students in particular, who found out that their school choir was losing funding because of budget cuts last year. And rather than just accept it or grumble in the hallways, these kids went to great lengths to try to save their choir. And joining us now, Leroy Lewis, who's a senior at Southeastern High in Detroit, and Porsa Jackson, who actually graduated from Southeastern last year, right?
This year.
You graduated this year in June.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, you were a soprano in the choir and you were president of the choir.
Yes.
So you found out that they were getting rid of the school choir because of budget cuts. So what did you decide to do?
The theory of having budget cuts, I don't really take it on into that. When it comes down to it, we just have to save our public education and stop giving tax breaks to the million-dollar corporations and just calling it budget cuts. So when we found out that, we just decided that we have to keep fighting and do all that's in our power to keep our music open, because we deserve a first-class education just like any other school.
That's Porsa Jackson, who graduated in 2011, this summer, from Southeastern High in Detroit, and Leroy Lewis, also a senior at Southeastern High. And you sing tenor in the choir. Good morning, Leroy.
Good morning.
What steps did you take in order to try to save the choir?
Well, we're building a youth-led civil rights movement independent, because the attack on public education is from Democrats and Republicans. So, being oppressed, we're determined to take student actions, like mass actions, to enforce our right to a quality education that is integrated. And we led walkouts, and we had a sit-in, and we went to this vocal competition after the choir had been taken, and we enforced our right to sing. Oh, and I just want to say that I'm a happy homosexual.
I'm glad to hear that. Happy especially, Leroy. I wanted to play this little clip for you. This is actually your choir singing in that competition. Take a listen. All right, and Porsa, from what I understand, budget cuts made you lose your accompanist, and so you were disqualified from competing in this competition, but you sang anyway.
Yes, as I said before, we have to continue to fight for what we want. We have to continue to fight for what we think is a first-class education for us. Music is not just a performing arts. It is a safe house for some students. It's our way of letting out all of our stress and all of our problems from outside of school. So for them to take away our music program, not just music, robotics, and other performing arts class, drama, we just felt like we was just getting a downgraded education, and we was not having it, and we would not stand for it.
Well, with that in mind, though, Leroy, let me ask you. I mean, if a school district has a very, very tight budget, a limited amount of funds, and they have to choose between teaching you or algebra and teaching you music, wouldn't you rather that you get your basics, the things that you need to get into college?
We need music, art, drama to compete in society as a whole. Education isn't just math, science. The perfect example of them having money, we know they have money. Katherine Ferguson Academy is the perfect example. We sat in, walked out, and heavily organized until we won, until we fought. We fought in that school, and we won. And they really led the way, and they were inspired because of our walkouts to fight. And that victory really shifted the balance of power between students. And our emergency manager didn't want to keep that school open. And he came up with money. His excuse, his claim for closing it was, we don't have enough money. But we forced him to pay the money that we know they have.
We shifted the balance of power.
Well, Portia, you guys almost got arrested, right? I mean, were you willing to get arrested when you went to that competition and insisted that you sing? You'd been disqualified. You went there and sang anyway. You weren't supposed to, and they called the police.
I was willing to save my music program no matter what. I was willing to save my quality education no matter what. I will continue to fight, and I still will continue to fight for all DPS schools, and not just DPS, all schools, period, for them to get a first grade education. Music is not just an extracurricular activity. It's fundamental in growing in this society, and I feel that all schools need it, which I don't know what parent wouldn't want to send their child to a school without music or without performing arts or without robotics. I mean, you need those things in life.
Well, you lost a lot of English teachers at your school because they were taken away, as you say, your robotics team, your drama club. Portia, are you on your way to college?
Yes, I'm attending Oakland University.
Okay, which is in Michigan. Portia Jackson graduated this year from Southeastern High in Detroit, but at the time of this whole conflict, you were president of the school choir. So let me just ask you, Portia, did your choir, this experience come into play in getting you accepted to college?
This experience, it gave me a lot of leadership skills and a lot of the skills that I needed to move into society. This, it did play a part in getting me into school because, I had decided that I needed to go further in my education to help out students and to get my point across inside the world and to get my voice to be heard.
But the DPS schools are still in trouble, even though you've moved on. You're not in the DPS schools anymore. Are you still going to be involved?
Yes, because I still have relatives. I still have friends. I still feel the need that all students, just because I'm not at that school doesn't mean that I have to stop fighting, because I will continue to fight for education.
Portia Jackson, a graduate of Southeastern High in Detroit, getting ready to attend Oakland University in Michigan. And Leroy Lewis, senior at Southeastern High in Detroit now. He's a tenor in the choir. Portia Jackson was a soprano. Thanks both to you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to get a report on the state of your school. What is your district cut? What is it saving? 877-8MYTAKE.